Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Tamara L., and thank you for tuning in to State of the National that airs every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, tonight's episode, we have Hassan Ghazabey, founder of Astrology Street, who will be voicing from Baltimore jurisdiction, who will discuss the importance of astrological literacy and reading your natal chart. Now, before we get started, one must understand, and overstand the etymology of the word astro. Astro is Greek for star. However, in Latin, the root word sidere means star as well. So tonight, Brother Hassan Ghazabey will discuss the importance of why we should consult the star as our daily regimen. Now, remember on last week's episode, we discussed revealing the number 19, how throughout ages, numerology as well as astrology has been pivotal tools to cultivate civilization, and that's now been utilized to suppress society. With that being said, let's go ahead and bring on Hassan Ghazabey. Good evening, Hassan. Thank you for accepting the invitation to speak to the Nationals.
Peaceful greetings. Islam. Thanks for having me. Gratitude indeed. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
How are you
and how's everyone?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I just can't say the least. Anything else about it? Now, we do have
indeed.
A series of topics to discuss tonight. Now, to further help shine some light on the importance of astro literacy and reading your natal chart. Now, let's first start off by giving our listeners some information regarding your background.
All righty. Peace and greetings to you all. I'm Brother Hassan Ghazabey here at Morocco at Northwestern Maxim. Me, for the most part, when it comes to astrology, I've always, most of my life, felt that, you know, everyone has that void that they fill. Everyone feels a void or whatever, and they want to know what their purpose is and things of that nature. And, you know, I've tried many different, sciences and acquired many different, what people, I guess, would call skills and or talents, but they're unlimited possibilities that are there for us all to, grasp. However, I didn't find a real, something that I could call my own, which is really weird because astrology is for everyone. No one can really own astrology. No one can have the all-knowing, all-being on astrology because it's infinite. However, I felt so at home. Once I was taking a lot of the literature from the lectures presented via Brother Tajdreek Bey, Mother Rahman Raya Bey, Brother Abdullah Iltalib Mosey Bey, just to give off a few, Mother Zudiakis L, the presentation that she has as well online, and taking a lot of the literature as well, and of course, first and foremost, my tropical foundation as far as tropic astrology, Brother Charles, as one of my brothers would say, Brother Mustafa Bey would say, Brother Charles. I was like, man, that's what I'm going to start saying. I'm going to start saying Brother Charles. But long story short, Brother Charles Mosley Bey. And what I do is, when it comes to me, I guess in high school or in my younger years, it was called being, I guess, quote unquote, hard headed. But I do what Brother Taj has, encouraged most of us to really take heed to, and that's to trust your own thinking and let no one put their spirit on you. And that has really made me go really hard in just studying not just astrology, particularly how to read natal charts, but really the history there. As you went into the etymology pertaining to the Greek astron or the Latin Cider or Ciderus. You know, it's like little things like that has really taken me on trips in astrology and astronomy, where I'll be on a chart. Let's say I look up a chart, and I'll be on it for 5 minutes, and the other 3 hours I'm just looking up words that correspond to certain energies within that chart, and I end up finding like plethoras of, like, not just a plethora, but I mean plethoras of, like, you know, divers, you know, considerations from many different astrologers over, you know, the last couple thousands, if not, you know, maybe up to like 10,000 years or so, you know what I mean, ago. And it's just to see like certain things that people have said, and you can see a universality that, you know, I'm coming to a close here, you can really utilize it to fill that void within self. And I'm going to say that, I'm going to close out with this for the introduction. The reason why I present the astrology the way that I do, because I realize with, you know, a lot of times when people may come up in families that may exhibit dysfunctionality, alrighty, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, people may be, you know, better than me, but I kind of experienced some dysfunctionality coming, you know, growing up.
We all have a little crazy in the family. We all have a little crazy in the kinship. Crazy running the kinship.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like a way I found to be able to, I guess, better embrace that dysfunctionality is being able to delineate the psychological basis that I have actually been able to kind of put a finger on by doing my own reports of certain people's behaviors. So in studying human behavior, it's funny because if some people were to talk to some of the people that are called teachers in my early childhood learning, so to speak, or my early adolescent, if they wanted to use that terminology, years in the youthful years and being presented information and knowledge, I stayed in trouble. Easy to learn, quick to bore. disrupting the class, you know, because I'll be finished my work first. You know what I mean? Not because I'm just this, oh, he's so super smart. It's just at the end of the day, it's like, what's next? And it's just like, if I wasn't kept busy, it's like, you know, the devil's workshop, I guess, for lack of better words then. However, now I've learned how to channel that energy and be able to utilize it in a very chironic fashion by utilizing that which healed me to help heal others. And with that, I yield the floor.
Well, that kind of explains a lot of things, because our connection started a little over a year ago in a student-teacher type relationship. And as much as I would have preferred a more didactic master-student type method of teaching for just learning astrology, now, that explains why your style is much along a Socratic level that fosters thinking, hypothesis, as well as critical analysis with trying to understand astroliteracy. Now, what I would like is for you to share the baseline knowledge of astrology to the listeners.
Well, you know, and you know, I guess we can start where they are familiar with it. Let's say somebody doesn't even know about astrology. Maybe some people think it's taboo, it's dogma. Maybe people are sneaking to hear this broadcast because they may have people around them that don't enjoy it. However, people are celebrating every day across the planet astrology, because what we have termed happy birthday or a birthday in astronomical terminologies, what we are actually celebrating is a solar return, sort of. What I mean by sort of, because by date, let's say if you were born at a certain degree, let's say, I don't know, 3 degrees Taurus, you were born at 3 degrees Taurus. And the sun won't be at 3 degrees Taurus again, really, on your birthday or your solar return till 28 years later. So really, we're really just commemorating a return of a synodic cycle, so to speak. It's like, okay, on this date, this star was here in this place. So we're celebrating a certain star and or celestial body being recorded due to an event that occurred on a certain date. So even in that sense, our life begins with astrology and astronomy, because we wouldn't even record the date of birth, as it's called, even though I would like to call it your genetical manifestation date, so to speak, or when you actually manifest it, at the moment you manifest, your manifestation moment. So it's just that I think for people to not, if they're not in astrology, at least start with, what's the importance of me celebrating my birthday? Why am I lighting candles every time the sun comes back here during this date, or supposedly? But sometimes you'll actually see that sun is not going to be in the exact spot that it was when your mom laid you down till 28 years later. So technically you're not 1 year old till you're 28. But go ahead. I yield the floor. Go ahead. I know,
oh, my God.
Off, I just planted that seed. Real quick, but go
That's
ahead.
That's great. That's great, because, you know, there has been some suppression within the knowledge of astrology, where people say, oh, that is taboo, and, you know, I don't allow that into my memory. But then you just explained in a baseline fashion that we are the manifested star that came forward, transitioned to this earth plane, manifested in physical. So we are that star. And so I guess one would, it's great to know that connection, that great connection to the great universal plane that surrounds us, to know that we are still a part of that connection, even though we are here on this earth plane. Now, how can astrology be used to improve the relationships, you know, such as, you know, our personal relationship and maybe your business relationship? So how would one utilize the astrology for that?
And that's interesting, because I wanted to say, hey, can I add to your wisdom? But that question will allow me to kind of add to the end of your wisdom there that you just had for the first question, and bridge on into the relationship portion. And I'm going to stick with the word relationship, because I want to keep it basic and simple, right? So we started out with, you know, well, how can the people get to the basics? Well, one basic is happy birthday, okay? So, hey, why am I doing this? Well, I'm actually, you know, this is the anniversary to where the sun was when I, you know, exited my mom's womb, right? So I think that would be a good place to start. Another thing would be, if astrology wasn't an interest, then we wouldn't ask how old we are. Because the reason we're asking how old we are, we're saying, hey, how many times since you left your mom's womb has the sun, have you celebrated the anniversary to that sun's position at that point? How many sun cycles have you been
like
out of your mom? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So we at our foundation, we are actually being and doing astrology when we initially interact with each other. We gather together to celebrate a sun anniversary, a sun position anniversary. Everybody has that on the planet every day. So now you ask, get into how do we relate? So if, let's say, when a mother meets a son or a son meets a mother, one of the first questions after, hey, you know, what should I call you? What's your appellation? Or somebody say, what's your name? They'll go, hey, how old are you? You know, now if we actually said, hey, how many sun cycles have you been out of your mother's womb? Now, nowadays, that would sound pretty crazy for someone to ask that question. Some may be like, oh, that guy's weird asking that question. However, we're really saying the same thing when we're saying, how old are you? You know, we're not opening or unweaving the context with that, or revealing the subtext to that. But my point is, we're asking that because we use that in order to find a way to relate to each other, which means automatically when we go, hey, how old are you? And someone goes, oh, well, I'm 25. And somebody goes, oh, well, I'm 35. Okay, 9 times out of 10, that 35-year-old, because of how a lot of people have been socially engineered, is going to think that they have sort of a one leg up on the 10-year, their junior sentient being amongst them. So a lot of times what people are doing without even recognizing is that they're utilizing certain energies pertaining to, hey, the sun was here when I was born, and then 10 years later the sun was there when you was born, and I'm going to try to utilize that interaspecting energy, which we call synastry in astrology. That's what you do with a synastry chart. I'm going to take that interaspecting energy and try to utilize it in my favor so that we'll be able to relate in a fashion where either only I'm getting the benefit or the outcome, or we're both getting the benefit or the outcome, or I'm just giving to you so you can get the benefit or the outcome. So that's how do you see what I'm saying? So that's how astrology, but that's what we do all the time. We just have not pulled the curtain, but from we have not pulled the curtain on our behavior. That's all. Pulling the curtain on our behavior and saying, hey, how many
the Wizard of Oz, like in The Wiz, you know, when they finally pulled the curtain back and realized that The Wiz was, you know, hey, you're just like me. We're one and the same. So let's be real with one another. Let's see what's in us.
Absolutely, because The Wiz could be looked at, again, let's go to the sun. The Wizard of Oz was a projection, a bright, big, overwhelming projection, right? And that projection, however, had it's a good manifestation to try to give you that God and man type thing, because even at the end of the day, you know, for those of us that, you know, we know The Wizard of Oz, but for those of us that grew up and watched The Wiz, you know, at the end of the day, you see, it's this comedian that's behind the curtain. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's what's behind the curtain is someone who, you know, without all those bells and whistles or whatever, which is the same as when we put on our mask in astrology, which is your ascendant. So the Wizard of Oz could be looked at like the ascendant in astrology. It's the mask that someone wears. But once you pull the curtain, then you can kind of get to the moon, which is what's dictating that outward presentation. You know what I'm saying? What's dictating that mask? Or why are they even shining light from themselves that way? That's the sun. You know what I'm saying? So in relating, a lot of times what we're doing in relation, we can utilize the astrology in ways like let's do a positive, another positive. Let's say, you know, I know someone, and I'm just going to keep it basic. I know someone born, you know, in the beginning of June. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, they're June 1st, so that's a Gemini, right? And let's say I really need to get a paper typed up and finished, right? However, I'm really good at, you know, since I'm a Cancer, I'm really good at starting the project. However, I'm also good at revising it. But right now I need to get to something else, so I need someone else to do the typing. I'm going to hire the Gemini. Why? Because Gemini is ruled by Mercury. You're dealing with hands, and you're dealing with communication. So 9 times out of 10, if I have somebody that's around, I got to get a project done. So let's say people are in high school and they're doing a project, you know, and they're trying to get a science project done or some type of project done. It'd be good to know, you know, at least the solar returns of everyone in your group, because then you can assign whatever duties to get the project done efficiently instead of doing it from an egotistical fashion. Like, oh, well, I want to look like the smartest guy in the bunch, so let me do this. No. Hey, I'm a Gemini. I'm really good at writing. So you can do the talking since you have, you know, since you're the Taurus, that's throat energy, you know, you can do the talking. I'll do the writing. You know what I mean? And somebody else can, you know, take notes and set up all the project boards. That's the Scorpio. That's the one who's working behind the scenes, putting all the pictures and collaging and stuff and pasting. You know what I'm saying? This is a fourth person in the group, somebody who can organize the presentation. That's your Capricorn. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how,
you know,
I would say using astrology.
You know, Hassan, it just came to memory because years back I worked in human resources, right? And I worked in the IT portion of it. But throughout that tenure, I know we had each year doing what you call performance evaluation time. We always was given this test. It was called a Forte test. And this Forte test would always predict what type of animal totem that you project. You was either a beaver, a lion, a turtle, or it was like seven or eight of them with different animal totems. And so if your animal totem changed from one year to another, they consider that to be like a disruption in the group anomaly. And at times, people would get written up because there were changes in their, they would say behavior changes. But when they think about it, I was like, well, their behavior didn't change. They may have just became a better person for themselves. But within that organization, it did not fit the group dynamics anymore because it may have been too many lions going on. So there's going to be some button heads when it comes down to the project. So I'm glad you said that because also, you know, throughout ages and history has shown that many societies have been built through the utilization of what they call a seer, someone who can see forth and understand the working of the stars and consider the stars in order to run that government. So how can the astrology be used in the government fashion of today, or is it still being used to either continue the government or to rebuild a government structure?
For me, myself personally, I would say yes, it is being utilized for government structure. However, I'm going to say because the keyword you used earlier was basis, right? And I know mm-hmm. a lot of times, since we're speaking to the public, a lot of times when the word government is used, immediately the mind has this image of whatever it has been introduced to as government. So since they have an image, I want to be able to take their image and bring it down to the root to what government actually is. And I know it's like the third Rawls revision. I want to say the John Bouvier's Law Dictionary and Concise Encyclopedia. And it speaks on government. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, paraphrasing. But government starts with family, and that's where I'm going with this. So speaking about government, right? Since government starts with family, govern, ruling, right? And when you're ruling something, you're putting it in order, all right? You're putting it, you know, in order like a ruler. You're putting it in line, putting it in order, right? So govern from the gubernatum, speaking about a part of a ship, so to speak, and talking about the gubernaculum in Latin. However, mit pertaining to the mind. So, you know, in ruling your own mind, so to speak, one would get that from mother because, you know, let's take it back again. As we went to the birthday, we went to how old you are. You know, it's like we started at two, we went to three. Now let's go back to one. I feel like we just kind of had a presentation like a Quentin Tarantino film. We started in the middle, we went to the end. Now let's go back to the beginning. So now let's take it to mother, right? So with whatever we know and whatever we do and in governing ourselves is what we learn from mother. And from according to my studies thus far and just coming across a few concepts, right, again, let's get to the moon. According to my studies thus far, since moon controls the fluid in the body, and when a woman, you know, moves an ovum from her ovary every about, you know, 28 days or so, 28 and a half days, you know, different, you know, people will measure the cycles differently. Some people will say 28.24. Some people will say 28.27. However, taking ovum from ovary, travel fallopian tube, planning its mooring, actually, M-O-O-R-I-N-G, mooring itself to the endometrium, which lines her uterus, awaiting defibrillation. In that, whatever she eats, the baby eats. Whatever she hears, the baby hears. Whatever she reads, the baby reads. So, you know, that first schoolroom is the womb. And so she's getting our mind, mint, getting our mint in line. That's the governing right there, while we're navigating in her waters. All righty. So she's basically the captain. Alrighty, so we're contained within her while she's, you know, guiding us, you know, from her helm in her mind, alrighty, and being able to, you know, give us her natural rudder and sextant, so to speak, so that we'll be able to govern ourselves according to whatever constitution is within her at the moment pertaining to gestation, so to speak, whether it's, you know, a full gestation of, as they say, 40 weeks or 270 to 273 degrees pertaining to the zodiac. However, you know, some may see that. We know that there are special cases where that doesn't occur. However, but when you're speaking government, which starts with family, you know, in order for one to maybe think, oh, well, when I thought of government, they was going to talk about the Congress floor and Senate and the House of Representatives. However, you can't go and represent at some house if you don't know how to be at your own home or within your own domicile or within your own confines of your estate. Because you're going to take what you got at home training and take it to House of Representatives training if that was someone's, you know, mindset and thinking government. So I hope I was clearing that. I'm going to yield the floor right there, huh?
Oh my God. I'm just writing a whole entire book off that. That was great. You know, you know, I just, at times there are these experiences that one have, such as, you know, especially when you go through different doctrines of, I don't want to say religion, because we're talking about religion, which is astrology now. That is true religion.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say, different schools of thought. Okay, so let's just pick one. Let's just say in Christianity, there's a external experience that occur with a baptism. And in a baptism, it shows the outwardly expression of going down into the water. If you're having a baptism, going down into the water and coming back up, and you're purified, right? That's the external expression. Whereas a true metaphysical baptism occurs within. Now, in astrology, how could one see themselves as a connection to astrology, as a connection, instead of having an external experience, instead of keeping it on the outside?
All right. I think if I'm grasping the question fully, how can someone be able to, I guess, govern themselves accordingly without having to go to an external source to be able to, I guess, find a standard to set their behavior to? Is that the question? Well, Again, I would say it starts with mother. I mean, because we know, you know, even though we're speaking astrology, and when you speak in astrology, you're speaking about analyzing the star alignment pertaining to a certain time, you know, place and date, right? However, we know that regardless whether we analyze those things or not, it's still occurring. So even if someone wasn't going for an external source of themselves, I'm pretty sure we have our intuition first and foremost to rely on, because let's just think about, okay, well, if we were to conceptualize a time where people weren't, you know, quote unquote, you know, throwing computers and computer software, and they just may had like shadows from sticks and stones and stuff, and they were calculating time that way. You know, even before then, I would say that, you know, one would hear or know within the different, how can we call it, activating faculties within self, that just that what people would call that small, still voice, or that solar plexus gut feeling, or what we also term, you know, 12th house Pisces, Neptune type Jupiter energy dealing with intuition. I'm pretty sure we would go with that and be dealing with the what we call the golden rule pertaining to, you know, empathy. You know, if I don't want my, you know, cornflakes, you know, stolen, then, you know, I'm not going to steal your cornflakes. You know what I mean? So to speak. So that's where I would go with answering that question. I'm hoping that I'm answering your question, though. Is what I'm saying. Did I answer your question?
Well, I hope the listeners catch it. You know, even sometimes if I have to catch it down the road, I'm hoping the listeners are able to understand that. Because I think a lot of time where when you're starting to learn and tap into new things and you are having a internal baptism where you're allowing the indoctrination to be purged up out of you, and you have a inwardly upload of the connective consciousness of what's already in you, being that manifested star within reality. It will be hoped that people, you know, I guess the question also would be, you know, how could one also just have that connection to astrology instead of, you know, utilizing the knowing of their sun, moon, and star, or their ascendant and things of that nature as a tool for external behavior.
That's an interesting concept in the questioning, as far as how could one, but you know, in you say in astrology, you know, immediately my mind would go to, you know, okay, there would have to be references because we're talking about a specific topic pertaining to study. So with that specific topic pertaining to study, one would think references. However, ultimately, if we're speaking on, you know, how would one just be able to have a connection within self without necessarily knowing, oh, I know these keywords for astrology and I know this planet is here and there, without knowing that information or whatever, but still be able to have a connection with their behavior being intact without considering, I can't even use the word consider because that's saying with the stars. But, you know, I guess that would just be in someone's interest, Mother Tamara. You know, someone at these days and times was not interested in utilizing, I guess, whatever tools or literature is there with them. I would say the best thing would be the golden rule, you know, to know right from wrong. Hey, man, you know, what could my future be with, you know, my so-called, how do I make my finances and take care of myself? Okay, well, just do what your heart desires then. You know, if you feel real strongly that you want to be a painter, but your parents are pushing you to be a doctor, then paint. Find a way to still paint, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Or
mm-hmm.
to express
mm-hmm.
that fully. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I would go and
right.
be one with that energy that seems consistent with, you know, what's in harmony and doesn't make me feel oppressed or supposed. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think that's how I'm going to answer that question. Unless you're actually, you know, saying that there's another way that people can know.
I'm satisfied.
You know.
I'm satisfied because I am a student as well, and I think that goes to, you know, when our listeners hear us put the reference of Brother Taj or Grand Sheik Taj. We're talking about Taj Tariq Bey, Grand Sheik. He is well known throughout the Moorish Divine and National Movement. And one of the things that I want to read is of his astrology book. It's a man, know thyself. It said, it has been long declared by the ancient sages and dedicatedly repeated by the philosophers, prophets, seers, master teachers, Gnostics, and the neophyte of the ages, man, know thyself. While this ancient philosophy phrase has been commonly expounded upon for centuries, there has been little effort in these modern days to teach these methodologies necessary to assure proper education in the ancient self-knowledge discipline. Such ancient cherished civilization instruction is blatantly absent from those who have been held to forced servitude system under European colonial rules and occupied territories of North America. We could just say the world. Okay, so with that being said, now how could this astrology be used to improve one's mental? Now, we know that this is ancient. Now, we're talking about current because, as to say that, it has been blatantly absent. It has been absent from our educational, which means to lead out from our erudite level of learning, you know, because if we have known these things, oh my God, I can tell how many times I've been out the womb. I've been out the womb for 46 sun cycle. So, you know, and this was never brought upon me. You know, it was told to, I was told to don't get into that. Like, that's the devil work. That's what I was told. So, you know, so with that being said, knowing that this is a great tool to learn, to understand, and then connect to, how could one, to improve on one's mental, spiritual, or their social condition? So how can we utilize the astrology for that?
Well, I will say this. In my studies of astrology thus far, according to my studies thus far, like, you know, I see a lot of early astrology starting with you. It would take you to Babylon, early, you know, Sumer, Mesopotamia, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people were just recording, you know, floods and droughts because they need to be able to, you know, everything comes from the earth. Food, clothing, and shelter are all grown from the earth. Trees, you know, adobe, brick, that's clay, you know, the trees is wood, you know, your silk is from either worms or spiders. You know, if I don't really think we were doing cotton back then, but I think that's pretty fairly new as far as industry, but even cotton is grown, you know. So I would say that that's what was being recorded. However, you know, in certain other studies, you know, a lot of astrologers were given their delineations and considerations based on when certain, you know, planets that they were observing, because these were all astronomical observations, mostly with the whatever they could see with the bare eye, and they were actually recording the behaviors or whatever happened and occurred at that time or whatever. And it's like over the thousands and thousands of years, that's what has been actually, you know, been referenced to see. It's like almost an almanac of behavior. It's like, okay, hey, when this planet alignment happens like this, expect, you know, behaviors within the people to maybe manifest like this. So I'll say even in ancient times, what we were really observing was, one, agricultural, so to speak, you know, the term agricultural, but we wanted to eat, we wanted to be able to survive. So there was a connection in realizing that, okay, when the moon is full, hey, it's a lot of water. You know what I mean? And when, mm-hmm. when the sun's, you know, really, really, really hot and things of that nature, it's a possibility things can get really, really dry. And so just documenting just simple stuff like that, one would know, okay, cool, this is what would happen for this and this would happen for that. Now, if you think about that even deeper, this, let's just be real basic and simple. Let's not take it, oh, let's go back ancient. Let's just think about right now. If somebody hungry and you need to eat and you pass that point of being kind to people and you kind of have a bit of an attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you eat, now you feel better. Now you can better relate to people. Now think about it. You got a people who you're talking now back to ancient time. Maybe there wasn't a fast food situation or a so-called supermarket like that, as they call it. However, you don't want the people going through a panic. So not only are you observing the behaviors of the people based on where the planets are, but you know how people are going to act when they think they're not about to eat or be secure. And again, that's based on knowing when you're going to have food, which is based on how much rain you're getting. You know what I'm saying? Where is, okay, if you're fishing and not and this and that, okay, you're planning your fishing around the time you know the moon is increasing in light right before the full moon and on the full moon. You know what I'm saying? Oh, your fruit, your stuff is bearing fruit above ground. Cool. That means you planted that between the new moon and the full moon. You know, oh, you want to breed your animals? Well, tonight's the night because the moon's in Scorpio. Hey, you're going to be able to be successful in breeding your animal tonight because the moon's in Scorpio. These are things that were observed. Oh, you want to, you know, have some food that bears its fruit underground? Okay, so you're planting between the full moon and the new moon. You know, so now as you got that inconsistency and people are not concerned about starving, now you'll have a different conditions in what the behaviors will be on the planet now. Now you're looking at a different set of behaviors. You're not looking at what happens when people are barely eating or starving. Now you're looking at how are people when you have a storehouse of stuff and now you're rationing it. Who's going to be greedy or not? Like stuff like that's what I'm saying. So I think for myself, according to my studies, and to take it back to just simple and basics and to yield the floor, I would say a lot of this all would start when coming to analyzing. It would be starting with, hey, man, are we going to survive?
So one can use astrology to make predictions. So we can utilize the knowledge of astrology to make predictions of govern our household, you know, govern our,
yes,
our business, or rather create a business or not create a business, or when to create a business, or when to, I don't know, purchase something, or when to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we can utilize astrology for those predictive measures.
Yes, and I know, you know, when, you know, Prophet Noble Drew Ali lets us know, you know, we need not to be a beggar nation. I know I'm actually paraphrasing, but, you know, we need to have economic security, correct? So, you know, in securing your economics, eco coming from the Greek oikos, meaning house, dealing with law. So you're talking house law, house governing, house management, and you're talking economics. So I would say, yes, you can do what is termed horary, H-O-R-A-R-Y. Horary astrology is like what I like to term it, the magic eight ball astrology. You know how you go to a magic eight ball? Magic eight ball is this going to happen to me on prom night? And you shake the magic eight ball and it goes, it might be likely. That's what horary astrology is. Somebody calls you and asks a question and you cast a chart at the time they ask that question. And the answer to their question and be at the, in that chart. So that's one way of looking at horary prediction or elective astrology. Some would, you know, maybe use what is called progression, secondary progression astrology or solar arc direction astrology to try to look into the future. Some people would just, you know, and that's usually what it is to kind of look at that or whatever. Or some people would just cast a chart for a certain date and time and just, you know, look at that moment to kind of see what would happen. And then what they could do with a chart in the future, they could do a synastry chart from a time in the future and with their natal chart and see what happens then, which is still like a way of kind of looking at a modified progress chart and or solar arc chart. So it really progress. So it's a modified secondary progress chart. But in synastry with your natal chart, though. So, yes, one can make predictions. Like one thing that I do as far as horary astrology when I present every 2 days, every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday via Instagram and Facebook, I'll present a medical astral weather report. And within it, I speak on the moon void of course. And according to my studies thus far, moon void of course is buyer's remorse. So a void, of course, is, you know, a planet no longer making a certain angle to another planet prior to leaving a sign and entering another sign. So if it's not making an angle to another planet before it leaves a sign, before entering another sign, then it's called void of course. And moon void of course is buyer's remorse, according to my studies thus far, looking at the considerations and delineations of astrologers before me. So that's a way to help the people in learning not only how to gain, but how not to lose. Hey, man, it's not a good time to spend your bread. Wait. You know what I mean? Like, that's like one way of looking at it. And then, you know, another good way of looking at financial astrology, I'll put this one on the record because I think this is important for our people. But whenever the sun and Jupiter are about a seventh away from each other, you know, if you divide 360 by 7, you'll get roughly 51.42 and some change in a degrees, maybe about 51.43 degrees, I guess. And, you know, so when you divide 360 by 7, 51.43, so any multiple thereof, like basically a 1/7 and 2/7 will usually, you know, dealing really great with gold. So, you know, like I was on a phone with one of our Moorish brothers, and I wish I could have asked him before, but we just had a brief conversation. And he was asking me, hey, man, do you know about X, Y, and Z dealing with this type of foreign exchange and this, this, and that, and that? And I was like, I know some people that's into it. I never really got into it, but I'm interested in hearing what you have to present. So in him presenting it, he was like, yeah, man, I just kind of got into it, and I'm just kind of, you know, with this foreign exchange stuff, I'm just doing the demo version. You know, I just want to see how it is, how it works out. And when he was just talking, as he's talking to me, you know me, Mother Tamara, I always have a chart up of what's going on right now, you know, a current moment, you know, chart up. So it's like, as I'm looking at it, I'm like, he said he just started. And I was like, Sun and Jupiter is not that far apart. You know, and I was looking, I was like, you were successful on the 30th of April, right? You just kind of maybe struck something with finances or gold on April. He was like, I did just hit something a couple of days ago, but let me check. I don't think it was the 30th. I think it was like the 29th, man, or maybe the 1st. And he went back to check his records, and lo and behold, he made, I think, 80 notes in gold that day on the 30th. Now, I don't know nothing what he was talking about. All I know is when Jupiter and the Sun are a seventh or two-sevenths away from each other, it's something good with gold and finances. I haven't seen it happen a couple times. I done experimented with it just to prove it wrong, and it proved it right every time. So when the brother had mentioned that he just got into foreign exchange and stuff like that, and they want to know his patterns in his foreign exchange process or whatever, I was like, patterns? That sounds like astrology. So when he said he just was recently successful, but he didn't tell me when, I said, was it the 30th? Because I just wanted to see, okay, when the Sun was 103 degrees away from Jupiter, which was just a few days ago, I was like, which was the 30th, you know, the one about around the 30th of April was when the Sun was about 103 degrees away from Jupiter. And I was like, yo, you probably hit that day, and it blew his mind. Because, you know, it's kind of like that Back to the Future thing where, you know, Biff goes back in time and Back to the Future 2 to give the younger Biff the sports almanac so that he can look like the luckiest man alive guessing all the bets between 1950 and 2000. It's kind of like that. It's like, hey, once you know a certain planet's distant from another planet, it's going to be – that's the outcome. So that's what I'll say as far as using predictive astrology and thinking, you know, finances and economics. I yield the floor, Islam.
So we should have those daily considerations.
I mean, all the time, every time. That's the important stuff. That's why astro literacy is so important. Even if you don't want to be an astrologer, at least know how to read it.
Now, right.
You don't want to be a newspaper tycoon, but at least know how to read
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So with that being said, you know, one should not become dependent upon, oh, this person is a seer, or he's an astrologist, he's a seer, they're intuitive, because we all have that intuitive nature within us. Because we all should consider, which means consult with the stars on our daily regimen for our daily guide.
That's why I tell people, I'm just your brother. And, oh, Brother Hassan, you're so adept with the astrology. I'm just your brother. You can do it too. You know what I mean? It's like you got a house for you got you and your family, and it's a family reunion. And you happy to have your family all under one roof for that time, you know, just that one weekend in the year. So you find yourself getting up, making breakfast at 4:30 in the morning. You see what I'm saying? And everybody else just still asleep. You know what I mean? That don't mean that they can't wake up. That just mean that they haven't woken up yet, or their alarm clock ain't go off yet. That don't make me better because I'm up making breakfast.
Got you. You know, it's amazing.
That don't make me, I'm the all-seeing breakfast maker. No. No, but
just for
but
this
people,
time.
But people get called seers. Yeah, people get called seers, though, but we all are born masters. We just need to manifest our mastery. I yield.
You know, we was talking about that earlier, and I said one of my favorite movies is Into the Dragon. And one of the scenes on that is where you say, who's the master? And I recall when once I obtained my master's degree, I remember running out of the auditorium to my family, and I just stopped and was like, "Who's the master?" You know, and everybody was like, "That's right." So we're all masters, seers, prophets, master teachers, Gnostics, neophytes, prophets, philosophers. We're all that until we awaken. We have to awaken to what we truly are. You know, this has been so great that I forgot to take calls. So we're going to just keep going. So what I would like for you to do, Brother Hassan, is to give the listeners some information about what's going on with you now. I know you do have an Astrology 101 workshop going on. This is going to week 4. It's every Sunday. Could you just share briefly some of the information that's being learned within that workshop, and it's going to continue to move forward. I think you're going to take a break, and you're going to have another one 2 weeks thereafter. So could you share with the listening audience what they would, the services you have and what's going on?
All right, indeed. Like the most recent one, Astrology 101 workshop, as you said, is every Sunday since about April 19th. We got this one started, and it'll end May the 17th. And what's going on is just basics in astrology, learning the glyphs and or what's called symbols, so to speak, for every astrology sign and astrology ruling celestial body, or what we call planet, as well as learning the 12 houses and just one basic keyword for each, so that people will not feel overwhelmed and at the same time feel that astrology is easily approachable, because I know that everyone knows astrology because, like I said, everyone is celebrating their solar return. Everyone's asking how old someone is, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, the reason why we're even here is because the moon moved us from my mom's ovary to her endometrium, which lies her uterus. You know what I mean? So it's all astrological, right? So we're learning just the basis of being able to be literate in that. So the Astrology 101 workshop is dealing with astral literacy. In line and harmony with that is the literature. I have astral literacy set. I call it the Starseeds Astral Literacy set. And the basis to that is the astrology, my first astrology coloring book, and the Astrology Street Astro Aura Cubes, which is some seamless origami cubes or these templates that can be folded into origami cubes seamlessly for study purposes and then also disassembled to be put away later, for later. And it comes with additional literature as well for you to study with, you know, the kinship, both youth and elder. So with that being said, then you have Astrology Street. It's a YouTube channel, Astrology Street All Rights Reserved. And you guys can see Astrology Street with Brother Hassan, where I utilize, my different things that I see in my natal chart, where I can, you know, I got Mercury and Leo in the second house. So that's why I'm all the voices for the puppets.
I love Moroccan Roy.
Indeed. That's
the voice that I normally use. But, yeah.
So that's like, you know, with that Mercury in the second house as communication and thinking, or my voice or speaking in the second house. So that would be where I, you know, could deal with family wealth, receive, you know, financial support. And it's in Leo. So that's dealing with speaking from my heart, actually. You know what I mean? So I'm always speaking with art and beauty from my heart. So that's the puppets. You know, the music that goes into it, the colors and all the, you know, corresponding things with that and the video and stuff like that. And then, you know, also I make sure I do things, you know, for, you know, free as much as I do, just brief readings through Instagram posts, Facebook posts, Brother Hassan Ghazi Obey on Facebook, Astrology Street on Facebook, at Seven Heel Star on Instagram, our Astrology Street on Instagram, Seven Heel Star All Rights Reserved on YouTube, and Astrology Street All Rights Reserved on YouTube, where there are presentations for you guys that even if you never came to a class or never got any literature, I'm pretty sure I put the things that I go in depth in these sessions At least you guys have the foundation, and you really, it should be able to take, even if you never came to me to further your astrological studies, it should be a good enough foundation for you to go to another astrologer and go, hey, is this Hassan guy right? And, you know, they should be able to analyze and go, actually, that's pretty solid and sound foundation. So, yeah, you know what I mean? So, and then you can continue and just continue to travel across the world and get your studies, go to different gyms. You know, there's been astrological societies operating around you guys around the world since the 70s. You know what I mean? Like the International Society for Astrological Research, the ones that I go see often, the National Council for Geocosmic Research, Baltimore Astrology Society, you know, and just, you know, I mean, it's just, and I recently, you know, just checked them out because I was like, oh, snap, these people have been here, you know, in my neighborhood the whole time and I've never known it, but I've gotten to the astrology before even knowing about those astrology societies. So after doing my own workshops and then finally going to these places, it made me realize that, oh my goodness, the whole time I've been doing these things. So that goes back to your question. How can people know how to do things with astrology without being introduced to it? Because I, like I said, I haven't met professional astrologers until after I did my first astrology workshop, you know.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, yeah, there were things that were in me already that was connecting that it felt like I was remembering. But I yield the floor. We got 5 minutes. Did I answer that question?
Oh, you absolutely did. And I hope everyone received that information as well and can go check out those sites, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I think you named all the social sites. And
I've got to get my number, if you don't mind.
Gather some Yeah, no, go ahead. Please share.
Yeah, not to cut your wisdom, just to add that. And lastly, you know, because internationally, you know, the Google voice number is 443-376-8764. And, you know, people want to call for readings or things of that nature, because I do that as well. Mirror Mirror session, the medical astrology session, the what's my purpose session, and the who am I session. So 443-376-8764. And for people that's like doing the WhatsApp and or, you know, FaceTime, normally if you contact me on a Google Voice, I'll give you the number that corresponds to the WhatsApp or the FaceTime. And I can be emailed at sevenhealstar@gmail.com, myastrologystreet@gmail.com, or hassangaziobey@gmail.com, and MDNM, like Moorish Divine National Movement, MDNM. firstaidministry@gmail.com as well. I yield. Islam.
Well, you know, Brother Hassan, I want to thank you again for accepting the invitation to speak to the Nationals. And as always, we would like to thank our listening audience for tuning in to State of the Nationals. I hope you have received the information you need to become astro literate, and learning how that you like to tap into reading yourself, your natal chart, to know thyself. And please continue to join us every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, United Republic of Morocco. Now, if you would like to be a guest on State of the Nationals, you can email me at unitedrepublicofmorocco@protonmail.com. Have a good night, and thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals.
Thank you, Islam. Namaste.